my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for my 1-2-3 cents of the podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
Hey everyone, a couple of reasons to be excited about episode 21 of my 1-2-3 cents, the podcast. The first being that wonderful new open that you heard, thanks to my friends at Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network. Greg Mahochko put all that together. He edited everything, and the voice work by Rob Kugler. And I do appreciate, and I hope I'm saying Rob's name right, I do appreciate what they have done. Getting all that put together for me and for you, the listener. So hopefully it's better than that wham, bam, body slam that I voiced and had on for the last 20 episodes. But episode 21, we're moving forward, and this is going to be kind of a shorter episode. The other reason I'm really excited about it is I had an opportunity to sit down and talk with wrestling legend Beautiful Bobby Eaton of the Midnight Express, one of the greatest tag teams of all time, in my opinion, and one of the greatest tag team wrestlers of all time. And we talked at the Cape Comic-Con in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. And basically, I just sat down with him while he was kind of doing his meet and greet with fans. So there was a little bit of a lull, and we sat down and talked for, it's not quite a 10-minute interview, but it is a quality interview. So I do encourage you to stick around and continue to listen to it. You know, there were fans that were coming up and getting wanting Bobby's autograph and getting pictures with him, so I didn't want to tie him up for too long, but I do appreciate him taking the time to sit down and talk to me for this podcast. And I want to direct you also to his fan page on Facebook. It is Bobby Eaton Midnight Express fan page, and that's pretty easy to find if you just search for him. Just search for Bobby Eaton Midnight Express fan page, and we'll have the link here on the jitterymonkey.com website as well as at my123cents.com. So again, big thanks to Bobby and his guy over there in Cape Girardeau that helped set all this up, Brian. I do appreciate you guys taking the time to make all of this happen for me. It was a great interview, and again, Bobby Eaton, one of the all-time greats, as far as I'm concerned, in the world of professional wrestling. Another one of the all-time greats, Bobby the Brain Heenan, the greatest manager of all time, as far as I'm concerned, underwent reconstructive jaw surgery last week. We all know that he has been battling cancer for quite some time, or had been battling cancer, and he has been going through quite a bit of therapy and surgeries and reconstructive issues since the surgery, or I'm sorry, since the first time he had undergone the treatment for the cancer. So Mean Gene Okerlund tweeting out last week that the surgery was a success. Bobby Heenan remains in our thoughts and prayers as he continues to recover from this latest round of surgery. Jey Uso also recuperating now, one half of the former WWE Tag Team Champions. 6 months out, supposedly at least, for shoulder surgery. And again, we wish Jey a speedy recovery and hope to see he and his brother Jimmy back in the ring as a tag team. And it'll be interesting to see what Jimmy does for the next 6 months or so. Will they find him a temporary partner? Will he go it alone? Or will they keep both of the brothers off and bring them back more dominant than before? It'll be interesting on all fronts to see what happens next on the tag team scene in WWE. And of course, the big pay-per-view coming up very soon. I don't have a calendar in front of me to confirm the date, but I know it's got to be coming up very soon, Extreme Rules. And we'll evaluate that as it gets a little bit closer and have blog posts and podcasts over at my123cents.com. And speaking of the shameless self-promotions that I'm doing, I am launching a new segment on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/my123cents. It's going to be called Three Count, and it's basically going to be a top three list, if you will, of various things related to the world of professional wrestling. And, you know, I got the idea from WWE.com and their list of five that they normally do. But I thought, I'll work this into a My123Cents kind of gimmicky thing and call it Three Count. So anyway, the first episode of that will be on Tuesday, and it'll drop every Tuesday here from here on out. And it's going to be, the first week is going to be a look at the best wrestling couples, because it is Couples Awareness Week or month or something like that, April is. So I decided to kind of go with that theme for the very first episode of Three Count. As always, thanks for checking out my123cents.com. Thanks for listening here on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network or over on iTunes or Stitcher.com. Plenty of ways to get the podcast. And I also encourage you to continue to check out and support our friends over at JitteryMonkey.com, Greg Mahochko with Nerd United. He picked up some great sound at the Cape Comic Con, and I know he's got some good interviews and some panel discussions he sat in on, and he's going to be sharing those in the coming weeks as well. So again, it is Nerds United right here on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network, or you can follow Greg at Nerds United Show on Twitter, or Jittery Monkey on Twitter, but Monkey is spelled with a U, so it's Jittery Monkey, but it's Monkey is with a U and not an O. Someone else already has the O. Long story there. And again, My123Cents on Facebook and Twitter as well. But as always, I do appreciate the support. Thanks for listening, and without any further ado, let's get to the beautiful one. Ladies and gentlemen, as promised, I am at Cape Comic-Con with wrestling legend Beautiful Bobby Eaton. Beautiful Bobby, thank you so much for joining My123Cents, the podcast today. And I've got to tell you, growing up, the Midnight Express, one of my favorite tag teams of all time. Honestly, I think that you are one of the greatest tag team wrestlers out there, and perhaps one of the most underrated single stars out there as well. I followed you, I guess, probably your very first time I remember seeing you was in the mid-80s. You and Dennis Condrey and Jim Cornette had come to World Class Championship Wrestling. Yeah. Tell me about those days.
Well, that's when the Midnight Express first got together. Jim, Dennis, and myself. The fun days, you know, just getting the first big break, you know. We went down to the worked for Bill Watts.
You guys had some great matches with the Fantastics,
yeah,
too, back
then.
Oh,
yeah. Fantastics. We had some good matches. We was fortunate enough to work with some good wrestlers, you know. You know, I had a good time.
Yeah. What were some of the challenging times back then when you guys were on the road constantly? I've heard Jim Cornette on on different podcasts and stuff talking about it too. You guys were cramming into cars and driving around the country, basically. Talk about those days.
Well, we just, you know, we had long trips in Louisiana. You'd go on a long trip, you had to be on your toes for Bill Watts, which I like, you know. If you wasn't on your toes, you got fined. When you got your check, if you were like, hey, fine for being late to Lake Charles or whatever. Then if you had a good match, you get plus. I guess there was a plus. Maybe just put a shorter payoff over and added some extra money.
Yeah. And you eventually then, the team changed a bit when Dennis left and they brought in Sweet Stan Lane, which was, I liked Dennis Condrey in the equation, but I would say that was my favorite
version of
you guys out there. Talk a little bit about those days with Stan Lane, and you guys had some great matches with the Rock and Roll Express, the Road Warriors, so many classic memories when you guys did head over to Crockett Promotions NWA area.
Yeah. Well, Dennis had a problem with somebody there and had left, and Dusty was booking, so that's when Big Bubba Rogers was with us.
Oh, yeah.
Big Boss Man.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that infamous scaffold match.
Yeah, yeah. That's everybody's favorite match, and my least favorite.
Yeah, oh, I bet.
You know, because the other guys didn't have to worry about it. They weren't going to fall off. But I had, Big Bubba with me looking, was waiting. Everybody thought that I knew where Dennis was at. had no idea where he's at. And I'm walking around the airport with a big bubbler. He's just getting started.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm trying to, you know, their officer's calling me and said, we're fine, Dennis, better find Dennis, and blah, blah, blah. And Big Bubba's going, Bobby, I'm hungry. I said, okay, I'll get you some food here in a minute. But if we don't get find Dennis, then we're going to be out of a job, you know.
Yeah.
But
now, were you worried when Dennis did leave and then who's going to fill this void? Because you guys were such a successful and popular in terms of, you know, fans knew who you guys were. You were obviously getting booed because of your work with Jim Cornette. But were you worried before Stan was brought into the equation?
Well, not really, really worried, you know, because we had a couple, two or three guys. That, I mean, I liked Dennis. I didn't want to lose Dennis, but, you know, Stan was a good. We had talked about Stan Lane, Jim and I had, and Tom Pritchard, and then a couple more guys. I can't remember exactly who else, but Stan was a good choice, you know, a new version of Midnight Express. And more showmanship to it, you know, because he's a class act anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, Dance is a good looking guy, but he knows how to, you know, be a bad wrestler, you know.
Yeah. Now, do you have any memorable matches that stick out? I know you've got a ton, I'm sure, but anything that really stands out in your mind from that era when you guys were kind of dominating the tag team scene in WCW or NWA at the time?
Well, we had some. Lots of good matches with the Road Warriors, Rance Asics, Rock and Roll, a few other teams, but none is known as Rock and Roll, Road Warriors, and Fantastic whatever.
Yeah.
But no, just I had a fun time with both guys, you know. And especially Jim and me, we rolled up down the road. We were doing more driving than flying then, you know.
Yeah.
So we talked wrestling, you know, well, how about this move here? How about this move over there, you know? You know, it makes the trip go by a little easier, you know?
When Stan eventually and Jim Cornette both ended up leaving NWA, and you were kind of on your own, and that's when you went into singles competition, beating Arn Anderson for the television title. And ironically enough, losing it, passing the torch, if you will, to Stone Cold, stunning Steve Austin at the time. And then you guys eventually joined the Dangerous Alliance altogether. But what was that like, that transition from going from such a popular tag team wrestler into kind of your own territory?
I didn't like wrestling single, to be honest with you. For some reason, I can come up with some better ideas as a tag team guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not to the, you know, I can do a lot better as a tag team, I think. I don't, you know, especially with, you know, Jim Cornette left, you know,
we
communicated good together. You know.
Definite tag team specialist, working with some of the greatest tag team wrestlers of all time as well, winning the titles with Arn Anderson under Paul Heyman, or Paulie Dangerously at the time, and you've worked with, you know, some great managers as well out there, so... Is it hard going from a different partner to a different partner? Because you made it seem so seamless when you did it, not only with, you know, Anderson and eventually Steven Regal, and I know that we have a mutual friend in Greg Anthony, but you've always seemed to make it work as a tag team wrestler.
Well, I enjoy that a lot more, like I said. You know, all of them guys are great. You know, actually, we had Michael P.S. Hayes as our manager, too, for a while.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm trying to think of anything. Yeah, I can't really think of nothing, you know, nobody else. But we worked with a lot of good guys.
Yeah.
Coco Ware and Norval Austin with the PYT, the three young things.
Uh-huh.
We had the Kansas Jayhawks, you know, so.
Was there ever a time where you wanted to or had hoped to go to WWF at the time? Because there was a lot of, back then, tag team wrestling seemed so dominant. You know, you had the British Bulldogs, the Hart Foundation, the Killer Bees, Demolition. Did you guys ever have that desire to go work for Vince McMahon?
Well, the we had went up and met with Vince Dennis, Tim Cornette, myself, you know, up in New Jersey or New York, whatever. But we were doing real well in the Mid-Atlantic, Jim Crockett. And we weren't traveling as much. We were traveling a lot, but not as much as they were.
Oh, yeah.
But we were making good money. You know.
Yeah.
That's what we had to earn our money. We wouldn't no contracts. contract that you will wrestle. But that is the fun. I still love wrestling. I like watching the WWE. But at the time, I was doing so good in Mid-Atlantic for Jim Crockett. I liked the whole family. We all got along pretty well. Well, Charlotte was a big hub for wrestling.
I should have started with this question, and I'm sorry that I didn't. How are you doing? How's your health these days?
It's okay right now.
Yeah?
Take my medicine.
Well, good. Yeah. Good. Bobby, I don't want to take up too much of your time here at Cape Comic-Con, but is there anything else you want to add today?
No, I'm just saying, tell everybody hello, and thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank Again, you. Beautiful Bobby Eaton, Midnight Thanks. Express. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.